watch the door, and in between I drink black coffee. Love's a hand-me-down broom. To the shadows, 1 o'clock to four, and Lord, how slow the moments go when all I do is pour black coffee. Since the blues caught my Sunday dreams to dry. Now a man is born to go a-loving, a woman's born to weep and fret, and stay at home and tend her oven and drown her past regrets in coffee and cigarettes. I'm moaning all the morning and mourning all the night, and in between it's nicotine and not much hard to fight. It's driving me crazy, this waiting for my baby to maybe come around.
That really just took me back to my days in history of jazz. One of the finest class I've taken at this dear establishment. But thank you, Claude. We appreciated that one. Does anyone have anything else to say, or should we just go on to the next banger?
Yeah, I think we gotta pick the energy up a little bit.
Oh, but I don't know if this song is quite right for that. I will pick up the energy, though.
As far as 10 o'clock energy on a Monday night goes, I think this really hits it home.
But I must add, it looks like we have no one taken over at 10 p.m. So you lucky listeners get us for another hour.
Okay. Hey. The listener count best not go down, or I will find you.
Only excuse is if they had to go to bed because they have to work tomorrow, because we're all working professionals now.
Yes, we are.
Okay,
here we
go. My alarm gets set back 5 minutes later by the day.
It does. The first day out of the house at 8 today, I think she was like still like... like walk around in like slippers like at cool 8:32.
I start breakfast at 8 now.
Okay, here's the banger
that you've all been waiting for.
I don't know if this is really the vibe, but I love the song anyway.
Shuffles in. There's an old man sitting next to me, making love to his tonic and gin. at the bar is a friend of mine. He gets me my drinks for free. And he's quick with a joke or to light up your smoke, but there's some place that he'd rather be. Had time for a wife, and he's talking with David, who's still in the Navy and probably will be for life. And the waitress is practicing politics as the businessmen slowly get stoned. Saturday, and the manager gives me a smile, 'cause he knows that it's me they've been coming to see, to forget about life for a while.
Thank God, that was great.
Doesn't come that.
Oh, sorry, we're not quite ready for the next song.
I just hope you all enjoyed my my piano solo on that one.
No, yeah, the vocal piano is really special. Thank you.
It's my specialty.
I know. I'm happy that I was here for it.
As are the listeners.
As are the listeners. Yeah. So it appears we're staying. So what we have to do though is we have to say the start of the show title again, because. In the first 10 minutes of each show, you have to say this. So, Pima, I want you to take it away this time, because Liv did it the first time.
First of all, we're 19 seconds overdue, but better late than never. Mm. And this is DJ P Money, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Bird watching.
Yes, that was
no
so
guest
good,
listeners
everyone.
Or no guest stars on the show have ever coordinated that with me. It's just Libretti and I. But
and oh also, I'm gonna say, since this is the second hour of radio, it means we're no longer first timers.
No, they're not.
We've made it into the groove.
Liv and Paige's out here. Empty. I mean, shoeless feet are both up on the counter. And I don't
we
like.
It's okay. So, we got pedicures yesterday.
Not me. Mm. We make ourselves at home out here, you know?
So there might be some like fungus situations in the future, but that is okay.
God, I hope not.
Definitely not.
But anyway, I have a really incredible song queued up. No one knows what's coming.
It's a surprise to us all.
No one will be mad, I promise.
Play it.
Okay, here we go, team.
Oh my.
We'll be popping into singing during this song. I just want everyone to be aware.
Tell me something, girl. Are you happy in this modern world? Is there something else you're searching for? I'll fall in all the good times. I find myself longing for change, and in the bad times I fear myself.
Thank you, Paige.
Mm-hmm.
Keep going.
Aren't you tired trying to fill that void?
Yeah, yes, you are.
Yes.
You probably are.
Do you need more?
Oh, spoken like a poet.
Ain't it hard keeping it so hardcore?
Bells, yes! Bells.
I'm falling.
I'll catch you.
In all the good times I find myself longing for change.
The riff.
And in the bad times I fear myself. I'm off the deep end. Watch as I dive in. I'll never leave the ground. Crash the surface where they can't hurt us. We're far from the shallow now. In the shallow.
Son of a whore and a Scotsman, dropped in the middle of a forgotten spot in the Caribbean by providence, impoverished and squalor. Grow up to be a hero and a scholar.
The $10
founding father without a father got a lot farther by working a lot harder, by being a self, lot smarter, by being a self-starter. At 14, they placed him in charge of a trading charter.
And every day while slaves were being slaughtered and carted away across the waves, he struggled and kept his guard up. Inside, he was longing for something to be a part of. The brother was ready to beg, steal, borrow, or barter.
Then a hurricane came and
devastation rained on man. Saw his future drip, dripping down the drain. Put a pencil to his temple, connected it to his brain. And he wrote his first refrain, a testament to his pain.
Well, the word got around, they said this kid is insane, man. Took up a collection just to send him to the mainland. Get your education, don't forget from whence you came. And the world's gonna know your name.
What's your name, man?
Alexander Hamilton. My name is Alexander Hamilton. And there's a million things I haven't done. But just you wait, just you wait.
When he was 10, his father split, full of it, debt-ridden. 2 years later, see Alex in his mother bedridden, half dead, sitting in their own sick, the scent thick.
And Alex got better, but his mother went.
Living with a cousin, the cousin committed suicide. Left him with nothing but ruined pride. Something new inside a boy saying,
Alex, you gotta fend for yourself.
He started retreating and reading every treatise on the shelf.
There would have been nothing left to do for someone less astute. He would have been dead or destitute without a cent or restitution. Started working, working for his late mother's landlord. Trading sugar, cane and rum and all the things he can't afford. Can get his hands on, planning for the future. See him now as he stands on the bow of a ship, headed for a new land. In New York, you can be a new man.
In New York, you can
just
be a new man.
Man.
In New York, you can
just
be a new man.
For him,
me,
I trusted him,
me, I loved him,
and me, I'm the damn fool that shot him.
There's a million things I haven't done, but just you wait.
What's your name, man?
Alexander Hamilton.
Oh man, Liv was so pleased with that one.
I didn't see it coming.
I
didn't see it coming.
Oh my god, we have a caller.
But it's via a cell phone.
That's okay. We just put her up to the speaker.
She doesn't know she's on the air.
Oh my god, this is so
alarming.
Oh my god. She's going to be so
Hello,
alarmed.
Ita.
Hey, sweetie. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, I thought I was worried I might wake you.
Oh, don't worry. I'm actually on a radio show. And guess what? So are you.
Oh. Hello, Cher.
Hi, Ita.
Hi.
Say hello to all of our listeners in Medford, Massachusetts.
Let's see where we're at right now, just so Ita knows what she's working with.
Okay.
No, don't hang up.
Well, let us know if you have any requests. We just played Hamilton, Mama. Oh my god. Okay,
she's gone. That was
short lived. I think
she's
she was
gone.
Alarmed.
Oh my god. You didn't inform me you're on the radio.
The radio front might run in the fam. She might have needed to like sign a waiver for that. Sorry, Ita.
No waivers necessary. Just no cursing or drugs or alcohol. There's really few rules of the studio.
Don't worry, she's not the type.
But yeah, I don't know why. It's like I can't. Oh, here we go. Oh no, we're down to 13. That's okay.
That's okay.
The hour Cher is young.
For you. Wait, okay. Let's just take back to your roots though. Like, 12 was a huge deal at the beginning of this hour. We got a little cocky here. 13 is still huge.
No, it's huge. And we thank you all who stuck around. I'm so sorry.
You
should probably go to bed. Like, in all seriousness. I am a serial napper and took a 2-hour nap today after work, so I'm roaring to go, and I could stay here all night long.
I just got a second wind, so.
That's great. Because
Hamilton.
There's another banger coming up. But first, we must discuss Paige's birthday.
Sorry, who?
P-Money.
Someone
is recently
20
years
week.
Old.
That's all I gotta say.
It's a huge deal. Paige is 20.
Yeah, guys, like, I'm actually the biggest deal ever. And shout out to these two girls, DJ Liv Roskin. What are you, Mandy B?
Mandy B.
And Mandy B, they made me a baller dinner last night, like one of my fave meals, and this insane cake, and there was no better way to celebrate. So shout out for making me so full for like 24 hours.
I think the cake is like still sitting in me as a rock.
Oh my god. Okay, I thought you were going to say it's still sitting in your house, and I was like, can I have it when I get back?
No, well, it was until like an hour ago.
That was my bad. I forgot to put it in Tupperware. There was only one piece left, but I like saw it last night at like 11:30 when I was parched and getting water, and I was like, you know what, I really don't feel like putting that away right now, so I just let it fester on the counter all night long.
Don't be too hard on yourself. We're new homeowners.
We are.
We're still getting used to this life.
We are. It's fun being in a home.
Home owning, you know, just like some.
Yeah, I was really excited to welcome people into our house to celebrate Paige last night.
Yeah. If the Fisters are still listening, thanks for coming by.
Oh god, they're so long gone, I bet.
That's okay. But anyway, we're gonna get back to music because
that's why you're here.
Exactly. Kinda. But it's little music, little chatting. So you're here for both and we wanna give you your fair share of both.
Yeah, we're just going for that ratio you feel.
Hit us up on Instagram. Bye.
Bye.
On the window pane.
Oh, baby. Thank you, Beyonce. It's getting a little late, so that's probably our last, like, absolute banger for the night. And we'll start going more mellow now.
We're switching over to bedtime tunes. Let's all, you know, slip on our PJs, do a little brush of the teeth. Mm. We hope you're flossing, too.
I bought new floss today.
Pimple cream may or may not have been on before this show.
We hope it was on.
Spoiler alert, it was not. That came out of nowhere.
We like being prepared with pimple cream, you know. We're here for anything, honestly. I really, if you're still sticking around, I'm sorry we're running out of content, but maybe someone else's mother will call in and they'll have something else to say.
Cher, if you're not listening with consent, I love you.
This poor lady had no idea.
Don't worry, she promptly took things into her own hands and hung up the phone.
She's an independent woman.
Yeah, she is.
We love to see. So let's see.
Wait, Liv had a banger of a day at the State House today.
Yeah, she did.
I know, this is slightly political, but you can just recount your
experience. Hey, it's bird watching. It's anything goes.
Okay, you're right.
Yeah, I have to say I was quite literally thrown into an elevator with approximately 15 pro-life people who thrusted a sticker onto my blazer.
Ooh, yeah, saucy.
Yeah, it was intimidating to say the least. In fact, I couldn't even leave for lunch because they were occupying the first floor.
No.
But it was quite the experience, I do have to say. It's one thing to hear about those things, but to be legitimately in the room surrounded by people right on my left that
literally
want to obliterate my right to choose, it really just hit home.
My body, my choice.
It's about to get too political, too heated. I think we better play up a song.
I'm going to cry. Wait, I have something to add. Libretti, who's still out there listening, thank you, we love you. She just suggested, in I think inspired by the pimple cream comment, next show retainers, you won't. So next guest, if you're interested in coming on with a retainer, you're welcome.
DJ P Money may make an appearance next week.
Whoa.
I love
dang
my
it
tainers.
I left mine at home.
Oh, Liv, you're out. Mm-hmm. Sorry, you sit on the curb.
What about the nightly wear? Like, what does your orthodontist think of you?
The freaking nightly wear.
We're actually about to sue my orthodontist.
Oh, okay.
I'm not even kidding. My sister had to get gum surgery because of him, because he was just a little too aggressive with the rubber bands.
No one get
pouring out for Becca tonight.
I know. Becca, are you listening? Seattle. It's Becca's birthday on Wednesday.
Oh, man. Happy early birthday,
she's definitely
Becca.
Not listening. She's probably coding.
Probably coding. Girls who code, am I right, Paige?
I was about to use a profanity, but heck yes.
Okay, here's a song. Goodbye, everybody.
I was told that I've been cheating on you. You've been cheating on me. But I've been cheating through this life.
Little fade out for you.
That was so good. So smooth.
We have some talent over here.
Thanks, Paige.
In the studio.
So the next song we have is really just not a banger at all. It's not how you would categorize it, but Paige has a little backstory about it. Yeah.
Okay, let me paint you dolls a picture. So this fine Sunday, I'm in my daily yoga class with a new teacher. She was a sub, such a sweetie. And so we reached the end of our practice. We're all laying down in Shavasana. For those of you who don't know, it represents the death of the practice. Slightly morbid, but you just, like, basically lay down, and it's the best part. And so she's, like, giving us some, like, inspo, you know, like, some nice food for thought. And I was just, like, in my feels, whatever, but she just said stuff that, like, really resonated with me, and I'm just, like, high-key crying during this silent Shavasana.
Do you want to relay any of the stories, or is it for your heart?
No, you guys, we're not there yet. Okay. And
maybe next week if she brings the retainer.
Maybe next week. Only to be told in the retainers. So I'm just, like, you know, like, tearing up, like, tears streaming down my face, but luckily, like, so much sweat was also, like, beating down my face. Hopefully nobody noticed. But so I really felt myself during these 3 minutes, and she happened to play this song. I don't think it was the song that made me, like, bawl my eyes out in public, but... But it, you know, it, I relate this moment to this song, and it's, you know, it just has some food for thought, sort of. It's more just like a goodie, but I hope you guys enjoy it, and, like, let's keep the tears to ourselves.
I'm really eager to see what's coming, because as someone who dabbles in hot yoga, I feel like every Shavasana song I've ever heard has been an instrumental of sorts. So.
Oh, no, this guy, he has some rasp. Get ready for the rasp.
Get ready for the rasp, fam.
Sleep tight, bird watchers.
3, 2, 1,
please.
Go.
Here we go.
If you keep leaving me, I'll keep loving you. If you keep hurting me, I'll keep wanting you. Sure as the sky's blue, through all you put me through, you keep leaving me, I'll keep loving you. Somehow
loving you.
All right, so that was slightly more melodramatic than I recalled, but I hope you guys liked it.
I too would have really felt that like deep if I was taking a hot yoga class.
Bones, you know.
Oh my god, one of the like the bass drops at the end, like I think I would have just
ooh,
oh baby, like I'm gonna keep happened. Loving you. It's what happened to Paige.
Yeah.
So
sort of,
kind of,
not at all, but
she felt it and she needed to tell us about it. But yeah, Paige's mother is back listening. Thanks.
Shout out, Cher.
I think we're all just getting a little sleepy. So, anything else to say, or else I'll just play another song.
My eyes have glazed over.
Mm-hmm, they have.
Oh my god, it's 10:30, you guys.
It's way past our bedtime.
Are we 100 or what?
At least 80.
At least. But I'm not mad about it. Like, I really love sleeping.
If anybody seizes the day, it's us. So like, I'm not too worried about it.
I get that, but even after day one, I don't think I'm about the working lifestyle. Like, I think
it's not for everyone, Paige.
It's That's not. And I've decided it's not for me.
Well, maybe I'll get some inspo from this next song called Don't Stop.
Okay, Amanda. I'll keep it in mind.
Perfect okay, segue. Perfect. Here we go, team. Kind of another mellow song. So, good night. I'm so sorry, it's not even playing. The cord fell out, so just everyone hold tight for a quick sec. I was like, why is it playing out of my phone? So weird. Okay, here we go, team. Goodbye.
When it comes to loving me, don't stop. I know there ain't no guarantee, but don't stop. Let's keep it shaking while we can. You don't need another man. We'll be rolling with the plan. Don't stop. When it's near to closing time, don't stop. Put your hand in mine, don't stop. We'll dance the night away, won't care what people say. No pause, press play. Don't stop. Don't stop dreaming. Don't stop believing. 'Cause you know that our time is coming up. So with all you've got, there's a reason that you're here, don't stop. You ain't got nothing to fear, so don't stop. This train has left the station, who knows what destination. This love is for the taking. Don't stop. Don't stop dreaming. Don't stop believing. 'Cause you know. God, don't stop.
So with all you've got, don't stop.
We hope you liked that one. Liv liked it. It was her first time hearing
it. Yeah, no, I'm
ditto.
So we're all like really about to fall over, and we're really into strolling, so we didn't drive but walked here, and we have a walk back. So we're going to sign off and then play one last song for you guys. But to those 9 of you still out there listening, I can't believe it. Like, I'm really in awe and just so grateful for the
You're
support.
You're amazing.
But yeah, I really hope you guys like this last song. Liv and I were laying in bed together the other night and we're playing it. So.
Yeah, we've been vibing with this song, I gotta say.
Yeah.
It's a song of the summer.
It is. But this is Mandy B, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Bird watching.
That was a good try. I would say it was better earlier, but
sorry,
good.
Eyes glossed over.
Okay, good night, everybody.
XO.
Tweet, tweet.
Guys, it's been so fun.
Tweet, tweet.
Thank you. this time.
together to that 45. Now it only reminds you how I lied. Better go change it. Settled in your home, safe from outside. You don't settle for any more alibis. Too many taken. You won't ride home in my car. I will never know just how you feel or what you are. All wrapped up in your pretty little cardigan, a coffee in your hand. It's too late to set it straight again. No chill, you understand.